Yes, that felt closer. He had come from one of those other worlds. He was convinced of it. So had Susanna. And Jake's one and two, the one who had fallen and the one who had been literally pulled out of the monster's mouth and saved. But this world was the key world. And he knew it because he was a key maker by trade. Dada chum, dada chi, not to worry, you've got the key. Beryl Evans? Not quite real. Claudia E. Inez Bachman? Real. World with Co-op City in Brooklyn? Not quite real. World with Co-op City in the Bronx? Real. Hard as it was to swallow. And he had an idea that Callahan had crossed over from the real world to one of the others long before he had embarked on his highways in hiding. Had crossed without even knowing it. He'd said something about officiating at some little boy's funeral and how after that, he said everything changed, Eddie said as he sat down, that everything changed. Yes, yes, Aaron Deepnose said, patting him on the shoulder. Sit quietly now. Pear went from a seminary in Boston to Lowell, real. Salem's Lot, not real. Made up by a writer named, I'm going to get a cold compress for your forehead. Good idea, Eddie said, closing his eyes. His mind was whirling, real, not real, live Memorex. John Cullum's retired professor friend was right. The column of truth did have a hole in it. Eddie wondered if anyone knew how deep that hole went. 9. It was a different Calvin Tower who came back to the cabin with Roland 15 minutes later. A quiet and chastened Calvin Tower. He asked Deepno if Deepno had written a bill of sale, and when Deepno nodded, Tower said nothing, only nodded back. He went to the fridge and returned with several cans of Blue Ribbon beer and handed them around. Eddie refused, not wanting to put alcohol on top of the perks. Tower did not offer a toast, but drank off half his beer at a single go. It isn't every day I get called the scum of the earth by a man who promises to make me a millionaire and also to relieve me of my heart's heaviest burden. Aaron, will this thing stand up in court? Aaron Deepno nodded, rather regretfully, Eddie thought. All right, then, Towers said. Then, after a pause, all right, let's do it. But still he didn't sign. Roland spoke to him in that other language. Tower flinched, then signed his name in a quick scrawl, his lips tucked into a line so narrow his mouth seemed almost not to be there. Eddie signed for the Tet Corporation, marveling at how strange the pen felt in his hand. He couldn't remember when last he had held one. When the thing was done, Cy Tower reverted, looked at Eddie, and cried in a cracked voice that was almost a shriek, "There, I'm a pauper. Give me my dollar. I'm promised a dollar. I feel a need to take a shit coming on, and I need something to wipe my ass with." Then he put his hands over his face. He sat like that for several seconds, while Roland folded the signed paper, Deepno had witnessed both signatures, and put it in his pocket. When Tower lowered his hands again, his eyes were dry and his face was composed. There even seemed to be a touch of color in his formerly ashy cheeks. "I think I actually do feel a little better," he said. He turned to Aaron. "Do you suppose these two cockers might be right?" "I think it's a real possibility," Aaron said, smiling. Eddie, meanwhile, had thought of a way to find out for sure if it really was these two men who would save Callahan from the Hitler brothers. Or almost for sure. One of them had said, "Listen," he said, "there's a certain phrase, Yiddish, I think. Gay kakenuff and yam. Do you know what it means, either of you?" Deepno threw back his head and laughed. "Yeah, it's Yiddish, all right. My ma used to say it all the time when she was mad at us. It means go shit in the ocean." Eddie nodded at Roland. In the next couple of years, one of these men, probably Tower, would buy a ring with the words Ex Libris carved into it. Maybe, how crazy was this, because Eddie Dean himself had put the idea into Cal Tower's head. And Tower, selfish, acquisitive, miserly, book-greedy Calvin Tower would save Father Callahan's life while that ring was on his finger. He was going to be shit-scared, Deepno too, but he was going to do it. And at that point, Eddie happened to look at the pen with which Tower had signed the bill of sale, a perfectly ordinary bic-clic, and the enormous truth of what had just happened struck home.